Blog Talk Radio.
Good God day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce the son and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the living Jesus. We are lifting up the name of Jesus. We are praising your beautiful name. There is no one greater than you, Lord Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. This is the day that our Lord has made. And we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Every day that our Lord gives to us is a precious gift. And we will rejoice in our Lord. Hallelujah. We will rejoice. Philippians says, 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Why? Because the Lord blesses us day by day to make a difference in somebody's life, to let them know that they are loved by Almighty God. No matter what is going on in this world, we came to tell you that no matter how dark it gets in our world, the sun is yet shining somewhere. God is yet moving in our behalf, and we thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God's light always wins, no matter what is going on, no matter what it looks like, the light of God always wins. Hebrews 4:12 talks about the word of God. The word of God is quick. It is alive. The word of God is a living, breathing, active, full of all power. Glory to God, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing, hallelujah, of the spirit, of the soul, and of the body, and even the joints and the marrow that is in the bones, the deepest part of our DNA, our nature, that makes us who we are. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. The Word of God is so powerful that it is a discerner of our very thoughts, even before we think them. And God knows the intent of our heart before we even put it into action. What a mighty God we serve. In other words, all things are naked before the Lord. You can't hide from God. We can't hide from God. Oh, praise the Lord. He sees everything. We can thank the Lord. We can thank God for Jesus, his only begotten son, who paid the total price for our great, so great salvation. We don't have to hide anymore. Oh, we don't have to be ashamed of what we've done wrong. We don't have to pretend to be or not to be, all because the Lord paid the price for us. And therefore, if we would do Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, ooh, glory to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured that old rugged cross, despising all the shame, the despicable pain and suffering that he endured for you and for me. And he is now set down at the powerful right hand of the throne of God. Woo, thank God we are forgiven. We have been made free by the blood, the cleansing power of the blood of our Lord and Savior. We've been blood washed. We are blood washed believers. We are no longer victims anymore. We're not deplorables. We are victorious believers. According to Romans 8:37, glory to God, as it is written, for thy sake, dear Jesus, we are killed all the day long, and we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Oh, but knowing all these things that we go through, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We are more than winners with overwhelming victory in Christ. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor demonic activities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, and nor any other creature will or shall, woo, glory to God, be able to separate us, to pull us apart from the Lord. Ah, nobody can pull us apart from the Lord. All the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Woo, amen to that. God bless you, Renee. I'm about to jump up.
God bless you, mommy.
I'm about to jump up off this chair.
Amen, amen.
Amen. I want
to God be all the glory. I was just listening to you, and I'm telling you, you know, the love of God is so beautiful.
Isn't it wonderful?
His love is so wonderful. He is so excellent.
He is.
And the
he
more
is.
We love him,
the
ooh,
more
we want
to
love him.
Oh, the more we want
the
to
more
love
we,
him.
The more we ooh. Eat of him as our
uh-huh.
bread of life,
yes.
the more we want to eat of him.
That's right.
And only God can put a hunger in us to
that
where
hunger.
We
and
eat the bread of life
mm-hmm.
and we drink the living water and
uh-huh.
we hunger and we thirst no more, and yet we hunger and thirst.
That's right. That's right.
Only God
amen.
Could, done, who could
only
have done that.
God. Only God. Only God. Sweetheart, I want to say happy belated Mother's Day to you. We did get a chance to talk to each other.
Yes.
But, you know, Mother's Day, in my opinion, is
every day.
Is every day.
Yes.
It's every day.
So
and,
happy Mother's Day, Mommy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm a female and I'm a mother. And I wear it gratefully. Amen.
Amen.
I give God all the glory and all the honor for this
Amen.
Awesome gift from Almighty God. And I thank God. I want to thank God for all of my children. I got 6 blessed, wonderful children. Everybody's got their own personalities and their own way of doing things, but it's wonderful. And then their children, they have children. So I'm a grandma, and I'm a great grandma. And I tell you, God is good.
Amen.
God is good. Sweetheart, we want to bless all the mothers in radio land today and online, and even mothers-to-be, and those who mothers may no longer be with them. We want to pray for them. And Psalm 27:10 says this, and I'm paraphrasing. It says, when my father and my mother are no longer with me, then the Lord will take care of me in their place. I paraphrase that. It says, when they forsake me, when they're no longer there, amen, then the Lord will take me up. Thank God for the word of God.
Renee, and you know, in the Amplified, it says, although my mother and father have forsaken me, yet the Lord will take me up. He will adopt me as his child.
Yes. We are not orphans.
No.
We're not orphans.
No.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, darling, do me this. Let's get our announcements. Let's give honor to who honor is due. We thank God for all. And then what we're going to do is get into prayer and get into our topic for today.
Amen. Amen. Truly, we give honor and glory and homage and adoration and first and foremost to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who is worthy of all glory and of all honor and praise.
That's right.
For he is our everything. We give
everything.
Recognition and respect and honor to our pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield,
Amen.
Michigan. And we also give respect and honor and recognition to our coverings and our sponsors for
Amen.
This particular broadcast, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas, who are the founders of Harvest New Life Church International and have allowed us to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God.
Yes.
And if you would like to learn more about the ministry, you can visit harvestnewlifechurch.com. That's harvestnewlifechurch.com. Or you can email the ministry at harvestnlc1@gmail.com with your prayer requests or praise reports. Or you can call the ministry at area code 214-897-9554. You can call or text Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas at area code 214-897-9554. We thank God for them. We thank God for our coverings and our spiritual fathers and mothers in the ministry. And we bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to pray. Let's do that together.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, what a wonder you are to us.
Yes,
every single day that you give us is an amazing gift.
Yes.
No matter what is going on in this world, it is a pleasure and a privilege to honor you.
Yes.
And Father, we want to thank you for the privilege of motherhood.
Yes.
And we thank you for knowing who we are and whose we are.
Yes.
The songwriter says, on Christ the solid rock I stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Dear Lord, please let everyone that put their trust and their hopes and their dreams in you, let them be encouraged.
Yes.
Lift up their heads.
Yes,
let them rejoice and shout for joy. Why?
Yes,
because the Lord is good to each and every one. The
yes.
Lord takes good care of his children.
Thank you, Father.
The Lord loves you and continues to cover you with
Thank
his
Jesus.
Precious blood.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the Lord's mother, Mary. I call her Mother Mary. I thank God for the Lord's mother who trusted in God and
yes.
learned how to ponder many things in her heart. She
yes.
stood up for motherhood, and she is a beautiful example of deal with opposition, how to deal with the very fact that she was a single mother at the time, and yet she was pregnant. She was thankful to be a perfect example. And Lord, as I've read in your word, she said, and these are her words, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has done mighty, for he that is mighty has done great things to me. And holy, ooh, Shadabaha, holy is his name." Father God, I thank you in times like these. We are females, we are mothers, and we thank you for the gift of life.
Thank
and we
you.
Thank our mothers who brought us forth, and we can be an example to our
yes,
children
Lord.
For the same. And we
thank
pray
you,
this prayer. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name, and we give you praise. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Renee, woo, glory
amen.
To God.
Hallelujah.
This is a wonderful
glory
time
to
right
God.
Now. Woo, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This is a perfect time right now to go into the birthing room. This
amen.
Is a time to bring forth newness of life, spiritual
amen.
Life. And one thing about the birthing room, it's for both male and female. Come on in the Lord's house, because it's going
yes.
to rain. And we got to be ready, because Jesus is coming back. And we
yes.
want to be ready when he comes. So
yes,
God's
amen.
Arms, my daughter, his arms are wide open. Let God use you, and we'll praise God for the souls coming in. Thank
Truly,
you,
this
Jesus.
Is a very special time. This
yes,
is a very
is.
Sacred time.
It's
this
very
is a very sacred,
sacred
time.
Yes,
because
it is
all
sacred.
Of heaven is waiting
None of us.
And
yes.
paying attention right
yes.
now in this moment.
Yes.
For all of the new souls that will come into the kingdom of God on
yes.
this day, at this
yes.
time, in this
yes.
moment.
Oh,
for those
wow.
of you who want to make Jesus the Christ, Lord of your life.
That's right.
Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm a sinner.
I'm
but
a
right
sinner.
Now, I repent.
I
for my sin.
Right now for my sin.
And Lord, I need you.
I need you, Jesus.
Ooh. Lord Jesus, I need you.
I need you. Ooh, I need you now.
Come into
Ooh.
My life.
Come
into my
heart.
Life.
Come into my heart.
Live in me.
Live your
I
life.
I recognize
in
you
me.
As the Son of the Almighty God.
Yes.
I thank you for coming to the planet and giving your life on Calvary
yes.
for me and
thank
shedding
you so
your
much.
Blood to make me
yes.
righteous
yes.
and clean and
yes.
whole.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I believe in my heart
I
that on the third day
Yes.
You rose from the dead and you are alive forevermore.
Forevermore.
And I confess
yes.
with my lips.
I do.
And
Lord.
I confess and believe in my heart.
I do.
With
Lord.
All sincerity, O God.
Oh God.
That you have made me whole.
Ooh.
And you have saved me.
Ooh,
and you
thank
are
you.
Living in me.
Oh, thank,
thank you.
You.
For giving me new life and
thank
giving
you,
me life in you.
Yes.
As I confess with my lips
yes.
that I am saved,
I'm saved
by grace through faith,
yes. Yes.
by faith
yes.
through your grace, Lord Jesus,
yes.
I am saved.
I am
thank
saved.
You for walking
thank
with me hand in hand.
And
thank making
God.
Me a part of your precious kingdom. In so Jesus' great. Name we pray.
In
Jesus'
Amen. Name.
Ooh. For those of you who
Ooh.
Gave your life to Jesus, on today we
Ooh.
Say welcome to the family
welcome.
Of God.
Welcome.
Welcome to the body of Christ. This is the
royal
greatest
family.
Decision you have ever made
That's
in
right.
your life on this day.
Yes.
The best
yes.
decision ever. And we
Ever.
Say for those of you who rededicated your lives to Christ
yes.
on this day,
yes.
we say welcome home.
Welcome
All of heaven
home.
Is rejoicing.
That's
they
right.
are rejoicing
Ooh, glory.
Because
Ooh,
they
glory.
Rejoice when even just one
comes yes.
into the
oh.
kingdom of God.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
And
Hallelujah.
We are rejoicing with you. And we
yes.
love you. And we
yes.
are just excited for you. Welcome
Amen.
To the family of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's
Hallelujah.
Praise him. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. You know,
Hallelujah.
Darling, every time we pray that prayer, I think back on when the Lord came into my life, 15
mm.
years old, when he came mm. into my life. And I tell you, falling in love with Jesus
mm.
is the best decision. It's the best thing I ever did. And I
mm.
thank God for his mercy. I can't even begin to tell you how good God has been to me
mm.
down through the years of time.
Mm.
Well, sweetheart, I'm trying to keep myself together. You know, we're on the radio, and it is so hard sometimes, you know, you get really involved because you're serious about this
yes.
Jesus. I mean, this
yes.
this is critical. This is
yes,
a critical is. Time we live
yes.
in.
Yes,
you know, so I take this very seriously.
Yes, me
and
too.
I'm trying to calm myself down so that we can talk about the revelation. Knowledge that God has been given to us through Psalm 23. We've been
yes.
saying this psalm down through the years, but we thank God for revelation knowledge that he
Amen.
Has opened up our eyes. We must raise the people of God. You know, the scripture says, if my people
Mm-hmm.
who are called by my name
mm-hmm.
would humble themselves, pray, seek my faith, and turn from our wicked ways. And
mm-hmm.
that is what we are working on, raising the standard of living.
Yes.
We are pursuing perfection. We
yes.
are allowing perfection to be a part of our everyday life.
Amen.
We have been praising God for the 23rd Psalm, and there are 30 perfect, wonderful, divine revelations that our eyes, our spiritual eyes, have opened up, that we are able to take a new look and see how God has made ways for and made available to us to allow perfection in our lives.
Amen.
And so
I'm so ready to get into this. We got about 19 minutes, but I know
okay.
we're going to get into this. This is going to be good.
This is going to be a continuation because
Amen.
There's no way that we can do all of this today.
Yes.
Today's perfection, today's perfect situation that God has opened up to us is my soul. We talked about, read that scripture before. It says,
He restoreth my soul.
Yes, and you brought that out last time we were together. He keeps on doing it. So
yes.
When he restores us continually, that's allowing perfection to come in.
Yes.
And we should not be the same way next year the Lord let us live where we are today. We should
Amen.
Be constantly growing, constantly
Amen.
Developing, constantly raising our personal standard. You
Amen.
Know, we used to sing that song, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, and I'm standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother,
yes.
not my father, but it's me, oh Lord. And that
yes.
if we need to take our eyes off of everybody else, and
mm-hmm.
look at my soul, look at your soul, and see where we are.
Mm-hmm.
My soul perfected self-lifestyle in Jesus Christ. We are constantly hearing said over us, we cannot be perfect. We're not perfect. And of ourselves, that's true. But the enemy gets a pleasure out of hearing that, because when he hears that I'm not perfect and I can't be perfect, then that keeps his on us. That gives him entrance to come in. You know, you did this and you did that. So it's important to do what the Lord say do. And he told us, he said, be ye perfect for your Father in heaven is also perfect and holy. So this is what we want to keep in mind. We want to realize that our own self efforts without Christ is dead works. Anything that we just, you know, doing this because we don't want God to tell us what to do, and so I'm doing my own thing, that's dead works. It's empty, it's vain, self-righteousness, and the Bible says our righteousness is just like filthy rags before the Lord. So we as the body of Christ, we do not want to go there. You want to say something, babe?
You know, when you were, you just quoted that scripture where and the Lord said, be ye perfect, for I am perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perfection means to be without spot, to be without
mm-hmm.
wrinkle,
that's
to
it.
Be without blemish.
That's right.
To be
Lord,
whole.
That thing. That's
to
right.
be complete.
Come on.
To be mature.
Mature.
To
that's
be
it.
Mature.
Right yes.
To be sound. See, when a person is mature, they are grounded.
Grounded, rooted.
They
mm-hmm.
are rooted and grounded, and they are planted
mm-hmm.
in a firm foundation, and they
firm.
Will not and cannot be moved.
Be moved. There you go.
No matter what comes their way.
No matter
they
what.
They are grounded in Christ.
Yes, yes.
And that is
yes.
a constant learning, like you were saying, we should constantly be learning. We should constantly be growing. We should constantly
yes.
be maturing.
Yes.
Because where it says he restoreth my soul,
mm-hmm.
that is a
that's
constant
right.
working on.
That's a constant.
He's constantly working on our soul. And our
yes.
soul is where our mind, will, and emotions are.
That's right. That's right.
you know?
Right.
It's a constant working on.
That's right. And it's going to take a lifetime. So
yes.
It's you know, when we accept into all the new converts that accepted the Lord Jesus today as your Lord, this is, you have just entered into a different lifestyle. And it takes a lifetime to work these things out. It takes a lifetime to do that. And that's why God is so patient with us. He is so merciful. And thank God for Jesus, because all of the, when he shedded his blood on Calvary, he took care of the past sins, he took care of the present sins, and he took care of the future. So we've got to walk this life out in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
The very first thing in order to get into perfecting our soul, I want to start with the spirit first. And if you would go to Genesis 1, 26 and 27, how much time do I have?
We have 13 minutes.
Okay, keep me posted, honey.
Yes, ma'am,
all
13
right.
minutes.
Okay. Go to Genesis 1, 26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
Read that for me.
It says, God said, and I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. It says, God
okay.
said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make
mm-hmm.
mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over all of the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image
yes.
and likeness of God created he him. Male
him.
And female created
uh-huh.
he them.
Created he them. Male and female. He made it so simple. He only gave us two situations to work with. Male and female created he them. Read John 4, 24 to 26. What I want to deal with right there, and we're dealing with the spirit, because what we want to impress upon you is that we are spirit first. You have been told, I have been told, oh, we're only human. No, we're not only human. We are spirit first. And we're talking about the image and the likeness of God, our Father. So if you would read John 4 for me.
John chapter 4, verse 24 through 26. It says in verse 24, God is a spirit.
Oh,
spiritual,
say that again.
God is
read that again.
A spirit.
Okay.
A spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
And those who worship him must worship him in spirit
mm-hmm.
and in truth or reality.
Yes.
The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called the Christ, the Anointed One.
Mm-hmm.
And when he
mm-hmm.
arrives, he will tell us everything we need to know and make it clear
mm-hmm.
to us.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said to her, I who now speak with you am he.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Here we're talking again, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus is on the scene right there. So one of the things that in order to please, in order to worship, in order to touch God's heart, two things we must do. We must worship him in the spirit and in truth. Flesh on parade is not being in the spirit. I'm going to say it again. Flesh on parade is not worshiping God in the spirit. He's looking at our heart. He's looking at our heart. And our heart is another name for our spirit. Now, our heart, and I'm not talking about the blood pump. The heart is inside of us. The spirit is inside of us. We cannot see spirit. We cannot see spirit. We cannot see our spirit within us, but it's there. Three different titles. God made us in spirit in their image. And that is in us, the soulish part, that is our mind, which is our thinker, that is our lead chooser for last. We've got our thinker. We've got our emotions, those feelings, and that's what gets us in trouble a lot. And we're going to talk about that, the emotions and our chooser, which is the hardest and the strongest part of our soul, and that's our will. I will serve God or I will not serve God. I will believe the word of God or I will not. That chooser. And I thank God for Jesus that when he was going to that cross to die for us, he had to go back to prayer. He had to go back three times because he was thinking about what he had to do. And he said, God, is it any way possible? Is it any other way I can do that? And he was working with his will, which is showing us that we have to work with our will. I choose to love God. Nobody's making me serve him. Choose to love him. I choose to stand up for right and righteousness. Oh, Lord have mercy. This is so good to me. Woo! Glory to God. Sweetheart, do you have anything to say right there?
when we really look at the soul and how God restoreth our souls, that means he's restoring completely, constantly our emotions.
Constantly working.
He's restoring
on us.
Constantly and working with our mind. Our
yes.
thoughts,
yes.
our will.
Yes.
You know, he's constantly working with us. The Holy Spirit works with us continually because
continually.
It is a continual work. He's got us on the potter's wheel. And that
yes.
potter is continually shaping and molding and adding water and making bigger and reshaping and recutting and repositioning and remolding and
yes.
it's a constant thing that's happening to us daily. And see,
yes.
God just doesn't do it, but he needs our help because
he's
this is where we
us.
Come in to get
our
into the Word of God. We get
yes.
into the Word of God willingly.
Willingly.
See, we have to
he
do it willingly
up.
Because
he
can't
up.
Restore it. He can't
mm-hmm.
continue restoring our soul if we don't
yes.
willingly give it to him.
Yes.
There
you
is
see,
no restoring by God unless we willingly commit
we
our
willingly.
Souls and ourselves to him.
That's why the Lord said allow perfection. Because,
yes.
see, as long as we tell ourselves, We can't be perfect. We're not perfect. So on. Like I said, the devil loves that because mm. that gives him foothold room to get in to pull out all of our fears, our defeat, all of our letdowns, all
mm.
things that we did. That's his MO to
mm-hmm.
steal, kill. And destroy.
Mm-hmm.
How we doing, sis? How we doing, baby?
We've got 5 minutes.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I mean, really, technically, we have about three.
Oh, my goodness. Is it time to go? Oh, my Lord.
It's all right.
Where
all
did
right.
time
this
go?
The word is so good. You know, you get to study in the word of God, And you get to, you know, the Holy Spirit gets to ministering through you and showing you things. And because, you know, this is why we emphasize for everyone to have their Bibles and pens and paper.
Yes.
Because
yes.
as the Lord speaks to us collectively as a group, he also speaks to each and every one of us individually. The Holy Spirit reveals things to us. And so
Amen.
The pen and paper is for us to write down what the Holy Spirit wants us to remember, what he
Amen.
Is giving to us and feeding
yes.
into our spirit as we are
Amen.
Learning as a group. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Do we have time for Psalm 100, verse 3?
Absolutely.
Do we have time for that?
Absolutely. Yes, we do.
All right.
Psalm 100, verse 3. In the Amplified Classic Edition reads, it says,
mm-hmm.
perceive, recognize, and understand with approval.
Yes.
That the Lord is God.
The Lord is God.
It is He.
It is He
who has made
who
us.
Has made us. Uh-huh.
Not we ourselves, and we are his.
We are
his people, and
yes.
the sheep of his pasture.
Oh my goodness! We're just scratching the surface today. We're just scratching the surface today. We're talking about God is a spirit. He made us in his likeness and image. So we are spirit first, we have a soul, and we live in an earth suit called flesh. And we're going to continue to talk about that as time goes on. Do we have possibly one more scripture? No. No, it's time.
Oh, this has been so good.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Yes,
Father,
to God be all the
we
glory.
We truly thank you for the word of
Lord,
God.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Father.
We thank you for this opportunity, and we bless your people right now in the name of Jesus. We bless each and every one, every mother, no matter where you are located, no matter where you are, we speak to you. We speak healing to your household, to your children. And we say all is well in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you.
Mm-hmm.
May the Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you and grant you his overwhelming joy and peace in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior. Lord, you are so perfect.
You
are so excellent. You are so wonderful. How wonderful you are. How excellent is your name in all the earth. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to